here's a story from The World.
People in Uganda are coming back online today. Internet service across the country had been cut off prior to last week's presidential election. The election over, the internet is back. President Yoweri Museveni has been declared the winner. He will begin his sixth term in office for a post he's held for more than 30 years. The main opposition candidate is calling the election fraudulent. From Kampala, The World's Halima Gikandi has the latest.
The announcement came on Saturday at the National Tally Center in Kampala. The place was packed with election observers, diplomats, and journalists, all waiting to hear the final results of Uganda's presidential election. The Electoral Commission Chairman, Simon Mugenye Byabakama, declared the results.
The Electoral Commission declares Yoweri Museveni Tibuhaburwa Kaguta elected President of the Republic of Uganda at the presidential election held.
Just like that, after more than 30 years in power, incumbent President Yoweri Museveni won another 5 years in office. He captured 58% of the vote, according to Uganda's Electoral Commission. Members of the president's party cheered and danced after hearing the news. In Kampala's Bugalobi market, Sam Katokyaze is wearing a bright yellow shirt with President Museveni's face on it. He's here getting his shoes shined.
If you go to hospital, sometime for me, I'm treated.
The 57-year-old says the president has done good things, like providing free health care and immunization programs. But he's in the minority here in Kampala. More than 70% of voters in the capital city picked Robert Chagulani, also known as Bobby Wine. That's who Mahamudu Tenua voted for. The 26-year-old runs a food stall selling beans and chapati, a local fried bread. And today, he's feeling down.
People expected something to change, but nothing has changed in this election. So, according to me, I will not vote again in Uganda.
Tenua says he's lost confidence in the electoral process. He and other young people say they're fed up with a bad economy and high unemployment. He tells me he had to drop out of college just because he couldn't afford it.
Corruption is too much in Ugandan government. In fact, corruption is a big problem.
Tenua says the good jobs go to people who have connections with Museveni, with his political party, or people who come from the president's same region. During an evening address on Saturday, President Museveni admitted that there are areas the government can improve on, including the economy. But he also stressed how much Uganda has developed under his administration. He pointed to the recent election as an example.
I think this may turn out to be the most cheating-free election since 1962.
But the run-up to last week's vote was marred by a violent crackdown against the opposition. Civic society groups have said that undermined the election process from the beginning. Frederick Ota, a Kenyan election observer, said election day itself was free of problems, with one major exception.
The hitch was the blackout of the internet. Now I can't even know exactly what's happening. That's the only thing that I think needed to be improved in the future.
Uganda's internet was shut off the day before the election. Service only returned today. Officials said this was to counter election disinformation and insecurity. But some see the internet shutdown as an example of how the government was trying to manipulate the election outcome. Candidate Bobby Wine thinks that too. He's sitting in his home in Magere, just outside of Kampala. He's here with his wife. They sent their children out of the country for their safety. The military has surrounded his home. They say it's for his protection, but Wine says he's effectively under house arrest. He's calling the election results a sham.
There was gross fraud, gross irregularities. The military spearheaded the ballot stuffing, and some areas people were blocked from voting.
Bobby Wine and his party, the National Unity Platform, said they can produce evidence of fraud. I asked him if he would consider running again in 2026.
I did not show up just to run in an election. I showed up to add my effort on the many efforts to remove a dictator. And the sooner we do that, the better.
Wine says he's not backing down. he's ready to consider all peaceful, legal, and constitutional pathways to contest the election results. For The World, I'm Halima Kakandi in Kampala. From PRX.